Hello, West Liberty. This is Asia, and you're listening to WGOZ. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal. Today's part series will discuss students with stories. I brought senior Morgan Stauber, majoring in exercise physiology and minor in athletic coaching and health and fitness. Hi, Morgan. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Off air, you told me that not only did you tear your ACL once, but three times. Today, for the first part of this series, I wanted to talk about the stories behind it. Shall we get started?
Sure.
All right. Firstly, how did it all start?
So the first time I tore my ACL, it was my left ACL. I was 14 years old in high school. I tore it on the very first practice of our high school season. So it's kind of like nerve-wracking going into high school, having this injury and not really like knowing what to do with all the older people on the team. But they were really supportive, and I ended up having my surgery a month later after it happened initially, which was good because I got my MRI quick and everything like that. My second one, I was 17 years old. It was right before I got up to West Lib. We played in, like, it was postseason. It was, like, the North-South All-Star game for West Virginia that they play, and I just kind of, like, tweaked it. So then I had surgery, which my surgery, because of COVID, it was pushed. I ended up tearing it in November. Surgery was in February, so I wouldn't make it back for my first freshman season at West Lib. But that was released in October, so I was able to kind of play a little bit, but wasn't back. And then my third ACL I tore when I was 19. It was October 24th of my junior year, and then I got released that January. Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. Can you explain, like, how you felt or, like, go more in-depth into it?
Yeah, so initially I didn't really know what was happening. My foot kind of went over the ball as I was going to make a turn, and I just went straight to the ground. I remember, like, everybody was telling me to stay down, but I was trying to get up, and it didn't work. So then I just stayed down. The trainer came over, and he was like, "Did you feel anything?" And I heard a popping noise. So initially I was like, well, that's, like, popping noise is kind of stereotypical for ACL tears. And then the second time when it happened, I knew immediately. It was just the same movement I did the first time, and it was just heard the same noise. The third time I was shocked. I was kind of like, I don't know, like I was played on it. There was like 10 minutes left in practice, so I just played it out, and then I got an MRI and I couldn't walk the next day, so then they figured out it was torn. But other than that, it was just ACL. It hasn't been any other ligaments in the knee or anything, so I've been lucky in that sense. But also for my surgeries, they wanted to use, like, there's different options that you can choose for the ACL. So you can have a cadaver lab, which is like another person's ACL, I guess, like out of a cadaver. They use your patellar tendon, they can use your hamstring. There's new, which wasn't available when I was able to have my ACL, but it was like stem cell treatments that they could do to replace it. For my first one, I had my patellar tendon, and then I ended up having issues with that, with like patellar tendonitis and everything. So my second surgery, which was from another doctor, we had to switch doctors. He used my hamstring, which I had a lot of hamstring issues again, which granted that happens. So then the third time I tore my ACL, they used my patellar tendon mixed with my IT band, which I've never heard that done before, but it's held up the longest and it's been the best so far. So, but there's just a lot of recovery. It's a hard recovery. The surgery, like, you are non-weight bearing for the first 7 to 10 days. They want you to stay off of it completely. And depending on, like, the doctor will give you, like, knee braces and stuff. But for my first one, he just kind of was like, go do whatever you want. Put me on crutches for, like, 2 weeks. That was it. It was actually my shortest recovery. I think I was cleared at 6 months, which is not common nowadays. I didn't really have much strengthening training to recover from that. And he was just like, yeah, you're released. I went right back into it. I didn't have any, like, specific testing done to make sure I was strong enough. And so I think that's what led to me having other issues. But for my last two, I had to take physical tests as well as mental tests to see if I was ready to be back on the field, which was very beneficial because mentally it's almost as tough as it is physically to recover from this.
So your first surgery, did you think that you would recover and be like 100% again or no?
I was hoping so. I had so many plans in high school to play basketball as well as soccer and maybe run track and like do all these things. But once I had that surgery, I was just like, I'm just going to quit everything else and just focus on soccer so I can be the best at soccer rather than trying to focus on other sports. I also got to see like multiple, once you have surgery, you look at Facebook, Twitter, and all that stuff, and you just see other athletes that had the surgery. So I was looking at that, and then kind of like on TikTok, they have a bunch of pages that can go and help you with other people that are struggling through this too. So that kind of helped build my confidence back up to get me to be able to go back and be strong.
What about like mentally? Like, how did you feel mentally through having like an ACL tear and having to go through that?
Mentally, it was definitely a struggle. There was definitely a lot of depression that came with it because it's not fun going to practice, sitting there and watching everybody do what you love, especially when like they run and stuff, and people after the running they come up to you and they're like, oh, I bet you are glad you're sitting out for this running. Well, no, you're not, because you actually want to be on the field and do all this stuff that they can do and then you can't. So definitely looking back, shouldn't have taken all of that for granted. When you're going through this, you're kind of like pushing and edging to get back on the field. So, but definitely having my parents there to support me all the time, and my brother, and like, because you can't really get anything by yourself or do anything by yourself, especially like drive and walk even to get your stuff to class. So having a bunch of supporting system is really good. All my roommates and friends and teammates have been really good about that too, and knowing when and where that they need to be and kind of what to say at the right times, even if it's just, hey, keep your head up, or not really like knowing what's going on. But and then I'm the type of person that likes to talk about it too, and like talk about my struggles with people. So like if someone's going through the same thing as me, I can be there to rely on them. Like some of my friends have torn their ACL, and I was there to tell them what to do and help them with their exercises and whatever.
All right, folks, we'll have to wrap up the first part of this series. This is Asia and Morgan Stauber today of Students with Stories. We'll be right back with Morgan's surgery stories. This is WGLZ, and we are college radio.
Hey, watch it! New York has the best pizza. I do love the city of New York. Don't you? Wait a minute. This is in New York. This is West Liberty University, and you are listening to WGLZ 91.5.
Welcome back, West Liberty. This is Asia, and you are listening to WGLZ. For the second part of this series of Students with Stories, Morgan Stauber will be telling us about the surgeries and the recovery of her recovery. All right, if you want to get started and explain how the recovery and how long it took and just talk about it.
Okay. You know? So for my first surgery, it was about 6 months, I believe. Yeah, I tore it on July 31st. I had my surgery August 31st. And then I was released the next year in February. And for that one, I was a freshman in high school. I didn't really have the knowledge I do now about trying to eat right, get your strength back, and rehab properly. I was just giving a packet and kind of told, here you go. I went to physical therapy at the hospital, so it was kind of like not focused solely on me as an athlete. So I had to do more things by myself, and which was kind of a struggle because it's the first time I'm going through this and I didn't really understand what I had to do to be myself again. So after the surgery, I was on crutches. They had me have this kind of like ice machine attached to my leg, and it's just kind of like a pad that's connected to a box that just circulates water and cold, like with ice and stuff, to make it cold on your knee.
Did it hurt?
Yeah, it's cold. It's like, it's a very uncomfortable, but it's kind of like a game ready, just a more intense game ready, I guess. So I did that a lot, and then just trying to get back your quad strength is the most important part. You do a lot of quad sets. It's just contracting and relaxing your quad muscle. Same thing with your glutes, and then trying to get your leg extension back was the hardest part because I wasn't locked in a knee brace like I was for my other surgeries. So without having a knee brace, my knee was just kind of like I slept with it bent. It wasn't really good, but also sleeping was a struggle too because you can't really lay, like I'm a stomach sleeper, so you can't lay on your stomach because your open incision's on the top. So you have to kind of like lay on the couch with your leg propped up. But I think the hardest part about the first one was that I didn't have a timeline. Because I heard other people to say it took 9 to 12 months to come back, and then with being released at 6 months, I was at soccer practice that day that I got released, and it just felt very weird to be back, I guess. But normally the recovery set, it goes from, like, you have your 1 to 2 week kind of getting the groove of things, and then the exercises start to get more intense. But if you don't do your exercises at home, rather than just rely on physical therapy, you're not going to get better, which kind of took a toll on me too because I didn't realize that at first. So I was only doing my exercises with my physical therapist when I should have been doing them at home constantly. Yes. Yeah. So I kind of had a little deficit that I had to work through. But and then for the second surgery, I was kind of on a high because we won states that year. So then immediately, 2 weeks after winning states, I go and do this at the same field that I won states at. Was very like mind-boggling. I'm like, there's no way that happened. Yeah. We drove 4 hours to play this game. I played 30 minutes and this happens. Like, it was shocking. My parents recorded the game, so they, like, as soon as they saw it happen, I can hear them in the background, oh, there goes her knee again. And I'm like, yeah, well, there's nothing I could do about that. But for that surgery, I got it done in Morgantown. So it was like an hour and a half drive to the hospital. We had, I think, a 3-hour wait for pre-op, which I haven't eaten. I was very angry with my parents, just at the situation too. So then had the surgery. It went smoothly. All my surgeries went smoothly, which was the best thing, that they didn't find anything additional. Just some bone bruising, I guess. And then he had me in a knee brace. So I was locked in extension at 0 degrees for the first, I want to say around a month, which was insane. And then I got bent to 45 degrees so I can kind of walk a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But just the same, it was the same exercises and stuff, which was good for me because I had a routine down and I could do it in the morning. It also helped during COVID that happened because I was able to go and stay at home for school, which kind of sucked that I ended my senior year at school or at home. But I was able to, like, not have to walk around as much during school and rely on other people because I like to do stuff myself. So it just didn't really fit in with my schedule. And then my friends all came and visited me after my surgery, which was really nice.
How old were you for the second one again?
17.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was kind of like, it was like
around the time where you should be going to looking at schools, mm-hmm, and all that.
Yeah. Yeah, when I had to text our coach and say, hey, I tore my ACL, have to figure out my scholarship stuff, and like that just was not ideal coming into college. Mm-mm. I hate telling people that, but the recovery for that one was probably, I don't want to say the easiest, but it felt the easiest for me because I was up here and I had a good social group that I could stick with people, and the athletic trainers were really nice. I worked a lot with Abby. She like pulled me aside at practice, made me do a lot of stuff. But yeah, it was the best. And then for my third one, it kind of was like a fluke almost. I didn't really initially know that it happened. So then I got my surgery done. And that was kind of hard too because I was starting the semester off missing classes, which was not fun because I had a packed schedule that semester. And so just trying to figure out everybody's schedules to get me to my classes and where I needed to be was a struggle. And then just starting my rehab off up here all the time was not ideal too. Mm. Like I wanted to go to my actual physical therapist, which luckily I live in Wheeling, so it was close. But getting rides there was kind of challenging. It bound everyone's schedule and stuff. But I did most of my stuff whenever we had practice. So I would go in and use all the athletic training stuff that we have here and just work closely with the athletic trainers. My favorite exercise, I guess, that I had to do was the quad sets. Even, like, I still do them today. Mm-hmm. And just, like, certain things I still do today that I would never have thought of doing. But
that's crazy.
Yeah. It's been a struggle. But I think mentally now, like, looking back at it, I'm like, okay, I went through this 3 times. Most people don't go through it once. Like, how... That's just
like how you do it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I think it's a big deal to like tear something and then tear it 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
Are you afraid that one day you will tear it again or no?
Yeah. I initially, after the second time I tore my ACL, I wasn't going to come back to play. But like I've always said that after my first one, I'm like, okay, if I do it again, I'm not. And then the second one, if I do it, like, but I just wanted to come back. I only have 4 years that I could play. I mean, I'll be leaving West Lib with 2 years of eligibility still,
yeah,
which is insane, but I'm like, my body can't handle it anymore.
No, yeah.
I don't want to go through that again, but at the same time, this, like, I didn't expect my soccer career to go this way, but it also helped me build the person who I am today, which I'm just glad I'm back on the field now.
Yep.
So.
Yep, and she starts.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in to Students with Stories with Morgan and I today. I also wanted to thank Morgan for telling us about her ACL stories.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. We are College Radio and we are passionately vocal. Tune in for more Students with Stories coming up next.